Even apart from what has been said, we must delve into the reason behind these expressions, for he often knew how to speak with great passion, not out of pride or arrogance, but effective leadership. Considering that he uses these words in the current context not out of self-importance, but with the intention to put others in their place and striving to give due honor to the saints. For proof that he was truly humble, listen to what he says, backing it up with the evidence of his critics. His physical presence is weak, and his speech is unimpressive, and again, finally, as to one untimely born, he appeared even to me. Yet observe how this humble man, when time demands, lifts the spirit of the disciples to higher levels, not promoting arrogance, but instilling healthy bravery. Along with these discussions, he says, "And if you are to judge the world, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Just as a Christian should be far from arrogance, so too should they be from flattery and cowardice. Thus, if someone says, 'Money means nothing to me, and everything here is like a shadow, a dream, and child's play to me,' we should not accuse him of arrogance. In this way, we would have to accuse Solomon himself of arrogance for his stern words on these matters, saying, 'Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.' But God forbid that we label the strict discipline of life as arrogance. Therefore, to scorn these things is not haughtiness, but strength of soul, although we see kings and rulers and potentates valuing them. But there are many poor people leading a disciplined life who scorn these things. We should not call them arrogant, but noble. Conversely, if any are very attached to these things, we do not call them humble and moderate, but weak, lacking in spirit, and common. If a son scorns the pursuits of his father and affects servile ways, we should not praise him as humble. Rather, we should blame him as low and servile. What we should admire in him is his contempt for lesser things and his appreciation of what comes from his father. Because arrogance is believing oneself to be better than one's peers. But making correct judgments about things is not a result of boasting, but strict discipline in life.